ABC Radio Australia.
Now, a month after the death of former Malaita Premier Daniel Sudani, charges of unlawful assembly against him have been formally thrown out by a magistrate in Honiara. Mr. Sudani's co-defendant, his advisor, Celsus Talifilu, has been set free by the same court after he was told he had no case to answer. The charges against both men were linked to the riots in Malaita in 2021. Mr. Talifilu says he believes the case took a heavy burden on Mr. Sudani and caused his health to deteriorate, while for him a huge burden on his mental health has been lifted.
At least psychologically, I can do things freely now, rather than before when this issue was hovering around my head and it affects the way I've done my work. But today I'm really glad and happy that finally justice has been served and now I'm a free man.
Look, you've come over a year with this case and along the way you've lost your friend, former Premier Daniel Sudani. How has the passing affected you?
So the passing away of my former boss and a friend really affects, you know, me as well. But these are natural things that happen to people when we are not able to look after our health. Definitely we'll be succumbed to the burden of sickness and medical. But I felt sorry for him. I think to some extent he was really affected more than me in terms of the case. He confided in me several times that because of the relationship between us and the primary person that took the case, Asilawa, he felt very downhearted about it as being relatives. So I think that affected him more than me. And after all, he was the elected person. And most of the publicity, most in the local media, for him, he hasn't taken it on a broader, clearer sort of like approach. Whereas me, I think I'm able to do that. So that too been a burden on him, in my view. And he confided this to me, that the way newspapers especially been portraying him in regards to the charges were pinning him down as being a, you know, the public court that making judgment on us. But although we've been together, we are two different individuals. So I feel that he has not taken it the way I took it. Very burdensome for him. And that affected him a lot in the way he was handling the matter and how he personally handled things in terms of his sickness. He was not a happy man. Of course, I've encouraged him that all this will come to an end, but I feel very sorry for him.
Are there any specific lessons that you've learned during the trial that you feel are especially important now?
I think what is important, especially during the trial, is just consistency. You just have to be there. Although there, we would, I mean, as an individual, I would like the matter to be resolved as quickly as possible, but the system has its own way of dealing with matters. It might not be of my liking, but things happen the way they happen. It's expensive, truly. That's one thing. Of course, we have the public solicitor who would have been able to help in this, but I feel the system needs, in terms of the court system, needs to assist the citizens of their rights. That's what they are established for. If they are not able to do that, it would be very difficult for individuals to able to get matters and stand for their, you know, their side of the story in the court. What I've seen is the student and I were able to go through this with support of friends, that we were able to meet the legal fees for our lawyers and still outstanding. But that's the tough bit when you take case to the court and then you have to meet the fees. If you want a good lawyer, it's going to be expensive. Relying on public solicitor, I have never used them. We were trying to use them in the beginning of this, but I think they have a lot of activities to fulfill as well. And I personally do not understand how they operate, how they help people too. So maybe a little bit more of public awareness of their roles would help people to reach out to them.